Hi, welcome to Healing the Mother Wound. We're doing this in May in honor of Mother's Day and in honor of our own ability to cherish and honor, love and nurture ourselves, and to replace anything that wasn't perfect and beautiful and wonderful as a child with some deep knowing and honoring of yourself as whole, perfect, and complete. We'll be doing a really nice clearing today, and we'll start out our class, as always, with our love wisdom affirmation and our opening mantra. We will be doing demonstrations of the quantum hand movements, and Adelia just headed off for her nap. She may be joining us at the end of class, so we'll see. So happy to see all of you. It's a long time since I've seen some of your names and many of your names. I see you almost every day. Hi. Okay, well, let's get started. And all together, let's say this. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakvatunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvadam Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat, Parat Brahma, Tasmai Shri, Gurave Namaha, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, Dum Durgaye Namaha, Om Aim Sarasvatiye Swaha, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Okay, we're going to do a demonstration of the quantum pump. And before we do that, I just want to show you the clearing we're going to be doing today. I will be adding a few more spiritual interferences once we get to this chart, but you could get started if you wanted to. Mother wound clearing, the right permission and ability to experience the nurturing support, respect, and love you would like to receive in present time, removing domination, suppression, and control. And you're going to be doing the double pump. And I can put this in the chat box, and just know I will be adding a few more spiritual interferences, just trying to do this charting kind of last minute to make sure that we got everything for everybody. And we had a class right before this also, so I didn't quite get this chart completed, but it's well on its way, and we certainly won't get through it before I get to add the additions. Okay, my dear. So, and then just know that we're doing the quantum or double pump, either one, quantum pump or double pump, single or double. Okay. All right, welcome back. Yay, or welcome back to me. I'm on the screen. Well, okay, so let's get to work. First of all, the elbow down at the side and the hand pumping forward, we are pumping into the quantum field of transformation or the quantum pleasure field. So So that is what we are doing. And then if you're doing the double pump, you're putting both elbows down at the side and pumping. Doing it that way. So that's the single pump, double pump. If you're a person who's a little bit handicapped with your arm, you can do the pump this way. So you just set it on your thigh and you pump. And if even that's difficult, you can also drop your hand down the side of the chair, and I'm going to show you what that looks like. So your hand, I'm stuck on my daughter has a new toy. Get used to moving around in here, okay. So it's the flutter. You can also do as a pump, and you can do, the flutter can be done as a double. So now you have the single, the double, the flutter, the double, and then also on your leg like this. If you're sitting, you can do that. So those are some all basic options for the standard pump and different versions of the standard pump that should really help so that everybody can do it. We also have a few other movements we use. Something that looks very much like the double pump is called chopping. And chopping is always done with two hands. And what's different about it is that the fingers are held firmly. So this is chopping. And then we have a platter and doorknob, and those are used for spiritual interferences. I'm not going to be doing those today, but I'm just going to show them to you so you have a little refresher. So the platter is the palm facing forward and then the palm facing in. And we used to do it where it was tipped back. We don't do that anymore. So it looked like we were carrying a platter, like a waitress carrying a platter, and we did that. It's too hard on some people's wrists, and it's not necessary. You can just have your hand straight up and just turn in and back, in and back. Or the doorknob, same movement, just the fingers are curled in. Okay, and these are the doorknob and the chopping are the ones that we really use for spiritual interferences. And then the platter is often used as an accelerator in some cases with, like, pumping. And even in some very rare cases in some regeneration. Now, the quantum pump works, and the pumps, all of the pumps work, because we're setting an intention with the mind. And what philosophers have said from forever, what the mind can conceive and believe, it will accomplish. Then, rather than taking 20 years for it to accomplish, we have a hand movement, the pump, that can access the field of transformation, the quantum pleasure field or the field of transformation. So let's review what that quantum field is. It's, first of all, it's part of the human blueprint. It's one of the supporting realms. It's the third in the supporting realms. There are two kinds of physics. There's Newtonian physics, which is the kind that most people think of as physics. It's the apple falling from the tree and gravity and, you know, all of that kind of the physics of the real, of what you see. And then there's quantum physics, which defines everything kind of like spiritually, like in a field of oneness. So it's particles vibrating in a field, and everything is part of that. So we are made up of particles vibrating. And based on the slowness or the fastness of the particles vibrating and how they're vibrating, you'll get a toy and Julie Renee and a desk and paper and a computer. And what we're doing is we're not doing an energy healing. We're rearranging how the particles are vibrating to vibrate in a better circumstance for you. So we're disappearing things, we're having things vibrate in a way that you're younger, brighter, healthier, more on top of things, and more fully expressed. So that's that field of oneness. So again, it's what the mind can conceive and believe it accomplishes. And then activating the pleasure field, the field of transformation, the higher frequency field. So we're part of the quantum field. And the quantum field has the lower frequencies and the higher frequencies. It has the whole gamut. And so we walk around with a somewhat weighty body, right? It's somewhat weighty. Even if you're in the fifth dimension, we still have a weighty body. And what we're doing is we're going into that high frequency above unconditional love and joy in there. That's where transformation happens. And so we can transform something in a lower frequency in the field by going into the higher frequency and then moving that like this. So there we go. And then we get all of our information by muscle testing. We just had a wonderful apprentice meeting with our 32 apprentices, soon to be 150, and such a wonderful meeting. And we were talking about many things. We were talking about empathy and taking things on of others and how you maintain a clear space in a clear field. So we were talking about intuition and how we get information, so that inner vision and also observing with the eyes and the third eye and really seeing and being aware of what you see and allowing yourself to know more, allowing yourself to have discernment. Today is the beginning of the healing the mother wound. I'd say there's probably many, many layers. We've got a beautiful chart for you to clear, and it will improve things. Part of it is really you also being determined not to define yourself by what your mother did or did not do to you or how much she loved you or didn't love you. Part of it will be clearing rights, permission, and ability to belong, to take up space, to be loved and cherished. So there would be a huge, we could probably do a 10-part series on healing the mother wound. We do have a class on healing violence and abuse from your field and body, which is excellent. And so that's a good one to go into also, and very helpful. And I might at some point add a 10-part class on healing the mother wound or healing the family wound or something. But there's so much to clear, so much that you can really deep dive into. Might take 3 years, who knows, to really get through everything there is to know and do and clear. And then, you know, with every class, it's always inner action, the clearings and meditations, and then the outer action of deciding and determining who you are now and how you will be and how you will live. So I want you to know that you have the opportunity to choose to let go and to start asking for help from the divine, and I'm very happy to give help. And, you know, I think it's really determining, first of all, that you're ready to not define yourself as a victim. You're ready to let go and to let a deeper level of love in and more love in. You're ready to be embraced, cherished, and part of the blissful Garden of Eden rather than the hell on earth. So that's what we're looking for all of you. Okay, I'm going to add a few things. Again, just as a reminder, we're doing the single or double pump. Single or double pump. I'm going to take just a couple minutes. Oh, why don't I say hello first, and then I'll add. We're not going to get there to that end of that clearing yet. So I'll put this back up. I'll say hello to folks, and then I'll add some more things. Okay. Hi to Marie, to Diane, and Katie, and Jen. Oh, wonderful. And Linda and Colleen Madonna and Diane and Laurel and Gabriella. Hi. And Tony and Emilia and Severina and Catherine and Bruce and Margaret and Marcia. And that might be Marcia. Teresa and Janine Michelle. And Marilla and Louisa. Teresa, do you see that I have the right ability and permission to be nurtured and received that nurturing? Teresa, you have the ability so far. So I think this is what we put up there. That's why we're clearing it. is slide for miasms and certain interferences. Thank you. Miasm is also group mind virus. So that's what that is. So I just put group mind virus instead of miasm. And the interferences are I'm putting up on the board. So I'm not quite sure what the question is. Rodani, your note came in Greek, maybe, on Joseph and Juliana Rose. Okay. And Simone and Cheryl and Holly and Donna, Allison, Isabel, D, Anne, M, Claudia, Brigitta, Johanna, Mary, Anne, Christiella, and Alana. And Lisa from Melbourne. Okay, welcome everyone. All right, now I'm going to take a couple minutes. I'm going to fill in the rest of the spiritual interferences that are affecting this group. And you guys are pumping. Okay, that does it. And I'm going to make this darker if I can. So maybe I can get this black, which might show up better. Let's see. There we go. I think that shows up a lot better. I'm going to paste this back in again to the chat box. So it has everything in it now. Nope, that's don't use platter. You want to use what I've told you, either the single or double pump. And that was from Marianne. Yes, and Jen, you'll get the replay does go out after. Uh-huh. And John, good to see you. Holographic alien implants. Yeah, exactly. That's what that is. And Phoebe from Cologne and Lisa from Melbourne. I think we said hi. Okay, good. And then Claudia and someone from San Diego who wrote test. And Saskia and Haruko. Haruko, so nice to see you, Haruko. Thank you for joining us. We miss you. And Jen, you're welcome. All right, my dears. Well, it's been such a powerful year this year of transformation and opening to new information. As you can see, big changes from last year's clearing. If you were on healing the mother wound last year, we didn't have near as much on. We have a lot here on emotions, and we've got an energetic and physical timeline on here now, so that's new. You'll also see, if you haven't been on for a while, we have really, really defined all kinds of spiritual interferences. So many. Their anchors, one, two. Right now we have 28 spiritual interferences really mapped out, defined how they affect us, their anchors, what anchors they use, even their emotional anchors we've got mapped out, where they came from, why they're here, what the weakness of the race is, what they're after. So if you're coming into the 7-hour class on Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests, that's coming up in July, I think, you're going to learn so many details and very, very helpful. And then at the same time, I think it's July also, Emotional Freedom. The first time ever we're going to be going into really mapping emotions as anchors. And so those are going to be mostly lower emotions, rather, as anchors. So we're going to be looking at the negative anchors. And sometimes you can have a real positive anchor also. You can have joy and happiness be a positive anchor, and you hold a thought of your baby being born or, getting to the top of a mountain and looking out over the world and being just completely in bliss, or a spiritual experience of oneness. Those can be quite beautiful emotional anchors. We're not going to be working on positive emotional anchors. Those are fine. Those are good things that can pull you back into the pleasure field. We are going to be working on things that pull you out of the pleasure field. So that'll be in the emotional freedom class. So we've got both the interference class, 7 hours, which is incredible, and we'll have the emotional freedom class in July. By the way, the walk-ins class is coming up. I think it's next week. It's really immediate. I think it's next Monday. Never before, and will be incredible. And I highly recommend every single person come to the walk-in class. More than 90% of people have a walk-in, at least one. And a lot of times people say, well, I just didn't get the result that I was looking for. When a walk-in holds the space in your body, and walk-ins are invited, get visitors, they're considered spirit guides, believe it or not. They own the body or prevent the body from going, own part of the body. I'm going to say part of the body. And they prevent the body from going to good health because you're no longer a sovereign spirit and body. Unfortunately, more than 90% of people have at least one walk-in. Walk-ins come in, these spirit guides come in because you've had a very low moment. You felt like, is life worth living? You've been depressed. You've been sad, really sad. Somebody died and you didn't know if you could make it without them. You went through a really low ebb. Your chemistry was completely off. Your husband left you or cheated on you. You know, like some horrible thing happened. And you wondered, can I make this? Should I kill myself? Should I die? Should I leave? You know, even if it was for just a flickering moment. And I can honestly say, when I've asked people to think about that, they all can think back at the time when, oh yeah, and then someone came in. And walk-ins, there are four different types of spirits that can occupy the human body and really own it. So we're going to be clearing those. A few of our students are actually positive, healthy walk-ins who took over a body maybe from a 6-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 28-year-old, someone who couldn't have the body, was done with the body, and was willing to give the body to another. And so some of our students are actually walk-ins. And then we want to really be working on getting you into as much body ownership as possible, because it's a little bit on the DNA side that's a little bit tough. But mostly we're asking the walk-ins to leave, mostly. Not always, but mostly. It must be crowded in here. Oh. I'm sorry, Tony. I think that the screen is working for other people. I'm not quite sure what to advise you on. I did put the clearing, which is what we have up on the screen. I put the clearing into the chat box, so hopefully you can grab the chat box clearing. And I'm hoping that you're hearing my voice at least. And patience, hi to patience. Sounds like Adelia is awake. Marion from Ireland. So many emotional anchors. I know, Simone. It, absolutely. Okay, and why is glee in there a negative motion? Hang on one sec. That's a good question. I get it a lot, and I'm going to answer it. I'm going to just grab my daughter, and I'll be right back. Hey, Adelia, did you have your nap? Did you wake up already? I thought you might sleep a little longer. I thought you might sleep a little bit longer. No? Do you decide to wake up now? Do you decide to wake up now? Okay, you're awake, Snow. I see you're awake. Oh, come over. Oh, the angels are coming too. How nice, little harp music. And okay, alrighty. Glee is one of those emotions that people think of as happy. But glee is being happy at the expense of another. And so somebody who is gleeful, they won a contest, and they're jumping up and down because they won, and they won, other people lost. You can win a contest and not feel that way, but you can also go, oh, I beat them. I'm so excited. I beat them. You know, like I went out over them. So glee is at the expense of another, and so that would be a lower emotion, at the expense of another. Okay. And Monica, hi Monica. I have Healing the Mother Wound chart up right now, and it's been up for a while, so that's not frozen. I just haven't moved it. Hang on just a sec. There we go. There we go. Can you say hi, everybody? Hi, I just woke up from my nap. Oh, did you pull your shoe off already? You're fast. I just put it on and you pulled it off. She's got some shoes that are new, but they're a little bit big because they're new. All right, so here I am, so you can see me, and I'll refresh my part of the screen too. That sometimes makes a difference, but it's usually if the whole group is having a problem, so we'll be here for a minute, and we'll talk about mother love. And, you know, it's so amazing to be doing this clearing right now because we're really looking in so many ways about how to honor children and then honor ourselves. So if you weren't given the right permission and ability to exist, to belong, to be loved and cherished, little Adelia, when she came to me, did not have the right permission and ability to be loved, to be nurtured, to be cared for, or to love, nurture, or care for another. She had neither. She didn't have right permission or ability. And so you can imagine if you're under that kind of suppression where you didn't, your birth family information, especially the birth father side, had a very limited information on what she was able to receive or give, to the point where what would that produce if somebody couldn't love, cherish, be honored, respected? They couldn't receive it. They couldn't give it. It might be a drug dealer or a prostitute or something like that. Somebody who couldn't love in any way, had no permission to love or receive love. So that's, you know, because people try to resolve the birth problems and challenges, right? We try to resolve that, and instead, actually, a beautiful thing to do is to actually just clear that right permission and ability in every way that you can, the right to belong, to be loved and cherished and nurtured and be in the right community and see, you know, be with the right people. Because sometimes it's just you're with people who are harmful and, you know, they don't love themselves. So they leak out on you, and those are not necessarily your people. They might actually technically be your people, like they might technically be your family, but they might really not be the ones that you should be spending any time with. Here we go, sweetie. That's your little pounder. You want to work on that? Here's my hammer. We had our handyman over this morning, and we're continuing to do the quantum pump. We had our handyman over, and Adelia now has a little tool. She has a hammer, and she has a little bench, a workbench, and she can knock the little pegs down. And our handyman put together a new toy for Adelia, which she loves. It's a jumpy toy. And she's got in the big girl car seat now. She's facing forward so she can see out the window. And that is pretty exciting. We're going to have to go for a little drive tonight so we can try out the new car seat before we go to San Francisco this week. So, right permission ability. I just want you to be really thinking about yourself and maybe starting to make a list and working on clearings for yourself. The way to make the biggest clearings and the deepest clearings is come into, oopsie, are you okay? You went nose down? Oh, you're okay. Okay. Is to come into the apprentice program. I think our apprentices are really mastering the charts and really learning how everything is working together. Hey, do you want to be in the jumpy for a while? Adelia, you want to be in the jumpy? Come on, you could be in the jumpy. We had our friends gift us the jumpy. That's nice. 2 weeks ago, and it was so loud here we had to move it into the playroom. So this one makes a little bit of a rattle, but not much noise. So okay. So I'm going to go back to putting the clearing chart up.
Hi, little diddle dumpling, when she won and when she was. Are you pumping with everybody? Are you showing everybody that's how I pump? That's right. That's how you pump. Exactly. Good girl.
Good girl. Oh, and so, you know, if you are around people who don't have the love and sophistication, it's, you know, it's your opportunity to be the wise elder and to offer love or at least forgiveness and move on and to not expect them to be who you are or to be where you are. So it's really grace and a blessing to know who you are, to be certain of yourself, and to be comfortable in your own skin. Okay, did that work? Does everybody see that? And that made a nice switch. Just let me know. Kathleen Liu, yay Adelia. Adelia is growing so much. I'm happy to see her with us. It makes me warm and fuzzy inside. Oh, good. Julie, can I listen to the replay and each time clear all this for each of my four children? You certainly can, yes. And sorry, I need to leave for appointment. That's okay, Anna. You'll get the replay so you can finish. And Gabrielle, hello, beautiful baby.
Hello from Gabrielle. Gabrielle said hi.
Oh, she got a big smile on her face, Gabrielle. Teresa, Julie, can I include my two children? Definitely include your children. Uh-huh. Yes. Nanotechnology is there because there's embedding, and it's probably from an alien race, and it affects this, so it holds the... There's some advantage to holding the problems with mother issues and mother pain. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I have a little tickle. Let's talk about nanotechnology just for a minute. Nanotechnology affects matter, embodiment, and amplification. The energy of nanotechnology, or its persona, so to speak, is controlling, dominating, harmful, observing, intertwined, and deceptive. It's from the machine frequency set to take over body functions. Symbolically looks like this is set to eventually have this alien group take over humans through humans losing the full control of body, alters DNA, works in the blood, designed to take over meridians. It's likely been here about 130 years. It's relatively new. The key here is deception. Yeah, nanotechnology currently seducing our culture with a feel-better antidotes that are anchoring in and getting folks addicted to the results it's producing. Rather than using their own miraculous system, they are becoming dependent on an alien technology.
It's okay, sweetheart. It's really okay. You don't have to be quite so noisy while Mommy's teaching. Do you want to do jumpy, jumpy? Jumpy, jumpy, Adelia, Adelia, Adelia. Jumpy, jumpy, Adelia, Adelia, Rose. Jumpy, jumpy, Adelia, Adelia, Adelia. Jumpy, jumpy, Adelia. Have you tried all of the things? Can you spin around? Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, look.
Okay, so that's a good explanation of nanotechnology. One of the things that holds nanotechnology or allows it to be in place is evil spirit curses. Nanotechnology comes from the Recticulans, the Greys, the Archons, Zetas, and Synthetics. And nanotechnology also can have implants and holographic inserts. Resentment, guilt, deception, sorrow, and bitterness are the emotional anchors for nanotechnology. So just know, I mean, we're mapping things on a much, much deeper level. If this is something that you're interested in, we have a class on really understanding interferences and anchors. It's a four-hour class, and that's a wonderful class to go into if you want to just, like, deep dive and understand how everything works together. So Marion and Patience and Tony and Alita, I have mother issues. My mother has her mother also. This was so deep within generations. How do we free the energy and stop carrying it? Thank you. I think it's to start with yourself and to focus on yourself and be happy with yourself and release. When you say I have mother issues, you mean you're angry with your mother didn't treat you right, you're upset with her. You want to let all of that go and take responsibility for yourself. And then you want to look at what rights and permissions did I have, what did she have? Because more than likely she didn't have any rights, permission, or ability and was under domination, suppression, and control. If she was a bad mother, she probably had bad programming. Linda, I have answered the glee question. It's because you're happy because another has failed. You're happy over another. Oh, and maybe my screen dropped. I'm sorry. That probably happened. Thank you for clarifying. You're welcome. All devices of nanotechnology are deceptive. Yep, they are. Aunt Dahlia, oh, sure. Actually, she didn't lose it. She pulled it off. I put it back on 3 times, and she pulled it off. She's just having fun. They're new shoes. So she's just playing with Mommy. I put it on sweetly, and then she'll take it off. okay, good. All right. All right, I think we're good. You're welcome for Dina on clarifying.
That is so sweet, Adelia. I really like that singing. Can you sing some more?
Oh, she's pumping too. Her hand is pumping.
Hey, do you want to sing?
Bouncy, bouncy Adelia, Adelia, Adelia. Bouncy, bouncy Adelia, Adelia Rose. Adelia, Adelia, Adelia Rose. Bouncy, bouncy Adelia, Adelia Rose.
Are you the bouncy girl?
Bouncy, bouncy Adelia, Adelia, Adelia. Bouncy, bouncy Adelia, Adelia Rose, Adelia Rose. A little bit cranky, Adelia Rose. But Mommy loves you so much and your fancy toes. Oh, yeah, I love your fancy toes. Love your fancy toes. Because everybody knows, everybody knows. Yeah. We're still here. We're just holding Adelia and looking around the room and thinking about everybody's mother issues.
Did you have some mother issues too? Say, I had some mother issues too. I did. Yeah. I got a really good mommy. I got a really good mommy, yet I didn't have very good programs, so it was hard for Mommy to love me when I was little. But now I'm such a big girl, and Mommy can love me lots. Can't she? Mommy can love you. You can love Mommy back, too. Yes, you can.
Yeah, Alana, she does sing a lot. She sings a lot. So nice to hear your beautiful voices. Thank you. Teresa, hi there. Thank you so much for putting this class together. How will we know when all of this is clear? Well, the goal is that we have it cleared by the end of the class. That's why we put the chart up. And so we're hoping that everybody in the class has it cleared by the end. And muscle testing is the way to tell. Do you want to sing a song with Mommy? Should we sing a song? What song should we sing? Oh, no scratching, Mommy. No scratching. Gentle. Mommy put a song up here. Should we sing this song? There's a song right there. Sing this one. In the stillness, in the quiet, I am breath. I am light of God. I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am breath, I am the light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am light of God, I am. Yeah, that's very good. Adrian, it's overwhelming sometimes. There is always something to clear. I think if I had you in my pocket, it would be a thing to walk around, probably a cinch to walk around in quantum love. Yeah, you know, I think the thing you have to just keep your courage up on this one. Lifetimes, many lifetimes of problem energy and spiritual interferences. So, you know, we're in it for this lifetime. If we get mostly cleared in this lifetime, we go into every other lifetime 100 times, 1,000, million times better. So I think if you think about it that way, that I'm clearing 100 lifetimes, it's not going to disappear. We're not a McDonald's. We're actually doing the deep dive. And what I find is, even for myself, I keep going deeper. And there are triggers. You know, there are emotional triggers and anchors, very specific to on this topic, the mother love topic, on how I had a mentally ill mother that couldn't love me, and I didn't have permission or the ability or the right. I guess I had the ability. I didn't have permission or the right, and to be loved and cherished or experience love or take love in. So, yeah, you know, I've restored that and established that. There's inner and outer action, and it's certainly nothing to be upset about or disappointed about. You have to just take it with love wisdom, that you can sort this out, and it may take you a while, but it's doable. And I just really encourage you. I know our apprentices and our many of our students are in classes one day a week or 5 days a week. The more you're in classes, the more you clear, the faster things go. So I just want to really encourage you. If the only thing you can do is a free class, then go to our free activations page, and I think there's something like 18 classes there that you can, you know, review them and just do whatever you can to get in as many classes as you can. Okay. Could also alien abduction have caused my MS? Alien abduction. I get a no on that, Shashka, but I'm not an expert on abduction. I am an expert on what things are that affect the human body. So, for Marco, changes that you might expect, you might be more relaxed, you might be brighter, you might feel a little better. Honey, you've got to settle down a little bit. Where would you like to be? Because this wiggling thing and this fussy thing isn't working for mommy. Adelia's just getting older. She's 7.5 months now. She's such a big girl. And she's had a little bit of a rough go of things the last couple weeks. So we're doing lots of loving things to help her. Aren't we, honey? Lots of nice things. Adelia, I cleared her for a second shot. She was getting a trilogy of shots. I cleared her the first time, and thinking that I had cleared her, took her for the second shot, which I thought was the same shot. And I think it is the same shot, but Adelia had a neurotoxic response, and she's doing okay. She wasn't doing too good the first 5 days after the shot. She was having a really, really hard time. And I continue to clear her every day. She's also 7.5 months, so that might be part of it too. So we're just giving her lots and lots of love and attention. So the life is never perfect, but always unfolding as it should. So. Okay. So let's go back to the slide and see where we're at. We're about 8 minutes before the completion of the class. We're at 82% clear, and I'm going to do some blasting for people, and we'll, for those of you who started pretty much on time and have done the clearing the whole class, you're going to have the completed clearing. If you're just coming on, if you're just signing on now, at the end of the class, you're going to need to go through the replay to get the clearing. Not going to be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat and clear people who are just coming on. Skin rash and inability to be nurtured, is it a mother issue? No, I don't think so. I don't get a yes on that one either. You don't need the slide. I put it in the chat box numerous times, so you could just cut it out of the chat box. You can just take your mouse, hover over it, and collect it, cut it, and paste it into a document if you want it, but you don't need it. So you won't need the slide, but the replay will be up and available. Slide. I don't understand what you're saying about slide. I'm assuming that it's this picture here, this slide. Oh, thank you, Marianne. Yeah, I've been in tears, but she's so much better. Yeah. So when I brought Adelia home, I was putting her in that in her car seat, and she turned gray and started crying like something was invading her or taking over her, and her skin turned a gray pallor. And we went and got some food, and then we went home. And by the next day, she didn't recognize her toys, toys that she could pick out which one was which one. She didn't recognize her toys. She was having difficulty eating. She was very fussy. Sorry, I've got really a tickle. Just showing signs that she was very confused and disturbed and didn't know what was happening. She's still continuing to have problems with eating. She's not staring anymore, and she recognizes her toys. So I know I've cleared 82 or 85%. And it is why if you were in one of our classes this week, I took off a few days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saturday, Sunday, so I'm going to just spend some time with Adelia up in San Francisco. We're going to take long naps and just going to enjoy some mommy-daughter time and hopefully do some more clearings and even get a better result than we've already gotten. It's very stressful, and you do the very best you can as a parent. It's so crazy. In the United States, you can't bring your children to school if they haven't been immunized, and these immunization shots can be very harmful for kids. So there'll probably be some quantum classes on shots at some point on what to do. But certainly we're just giving her lots and lots of attention. So. Okay, we're going to go back to the slide one more time. We're at 93%. Continue pumping. I want to encourage everybody to please join us in the apprentice program. We're looking to certify 150 quantum activation experts in 2017. We have the Year of Miracles, which is wonderful. We've got a lot of classes coming up. Brilliant Brain, I am teaching the brain class once again. I said I wasn't going to, and I am. We're teaching Everyday Magnetism, 100% Success, Quantum Emotional Balance, as I mentioned, walk-ins, your light body, ending addictions. Ending addictions is huge. So many people have taken that class, say that was the class that turned everything around for them. You want to get pregnant or you want to adopt a baby, Quantum Baby Connection is really great for that. Freedom from Spiritual Parasites and Pests is coming up. That's a 7-hour class. And the Father's Day, we'll be doing a clearing for the good man, and then Emotional Freedom in July. Year of Miracles, just did chemistry. June will be respiration and bladder. There we go. All right. Adelia's doing a little melody for us. I always like to end with a blessing, and if I can, if she's not too fussy, I'll answer some questions in the chat box. But I do actually read, some of you don't realize this, but I read the chat box. I read everything that comes to me. So I have that sent to me about 10 minutes after the class is over, and I look at everybody and make sure that everybody's okay. So just know that even if I didn't address your question, my eyes are on it, and I am. My love is on you. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you. May the pure light within you guide your way on. I love you. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Know how important you are, how cherished and honored and loved you are. And I look forward to seeing you real soon. Bye-bye for now.